tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn. Can be reborn, 'cause I'm one. I know I need to lift my eyes up, but I'm too weak. Life just won't let up. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Oh, let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Do it anyway. this world's gone crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. God is great, but sometimes love ain't good. When I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should, but I do. Soul out singing a song you believe in, that tomorrow they'll forget you ever sang. Sing it anyway.
She's holding back, wearing the same dress she wore yesterday. She has the bruises with her linen and lace. Oh, the teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask. It's hard to see the pain behind the mask, bearing the burden of a secret storm. Sometimes she wishes she was never born. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone in a world that she can't rise above. Of fate. When morning comes, it'll be too late. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone in a
another week of the Hope Show. I'm so happy all of you could join me here today. I hope all of you have had a good week since our last bit of time together on last Saturday. I also want to thank all of the many networks who broadcast the Hope Show and rebroadcast the show, and my husband Shaziz for coming on at the end of each show to join me. Without all the great support of all of you, the listeners, the many networks, and my husband, I don't know where I would be. So again, thank you all for being there for the Hope Show. Today's message is going to be about how to see your way out of feeling trapped by life circumstances. How to try to remain hopeful and stay encouraged, even though things just look grim sometimes. Let's face it, each and every one of us have probably felt trapped by some life circumstance at some time or another throughout our life. Perhaps for some of you, that moment is right now. It can be miserable, lonely, and helpless. It can be an awful place to be in your life. Perhaps you are at a major crossroads in your life, and some big decision needs to be made right now. It's tough being in this place. Sometimes it's hard to get a real grip on reality when you can't seem to find the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps as you sit pondering your next move, weighing all the options, you keep going back and forth between the two different plans of action, your options. Are you confused about what's next? Does it seem like the more you think about whatever is making you feel trapped, the more confused you get? Yes, sometimes circumstances can feel very dark and lonely, and it's a very difficult thing to know what is right and what is wrong. Maybe you have this teeter-totter effect going on in your mind. Well, if I do this, this could happen. But if I do that, then that can happen. And neither one of them seems to be a good alternative. And so your mind continues to wrestle with the what-if factor. For many of my listening audience, I know you know exactly what I'm saying and can completely relate to what I've been saying so far. It comes as no big surprise when I tell you that as long as you are on this earth, there will always be circumstances in your life. You may go through one storm just to be struck by another, and perhaps even another. But what do you do when you feel as if you're being bombarded by obstacles that just won't seem to quit? In today's show, I hope to give you some hope and encouragement for your battered mind and body. Do you sometimes feel hopeless with no way out? Sometimes we can feel so trapped by life circumstances, as if we are at a dead-end road, having nowhere else to go. The bills continue to mount up, the relationships continue to go sour, the kids continue to rebel against the parents, your car breaks down and you realize it's going to take more money than you have to fix it, you've lost your job, your job has been cut back so much that now you're taking in much less income than you used to. Maybe you have to drop out of college because you can't afford to live, much less focus on your education. Perhaps a loved one has passed away. Maybe your health begins to fail, and you are looking at a long-term care. Perhaps you've been involved in an accident that has forever changed your life as you once knew it. Maybe there was a natural catastrophe, such as a tornado, and it wiped your house completely off the earth. Maybe a bad storm ripped the roof off, and you can't afford to fix it. Maybe you're a farmer, and the weather has been bad for years, and now you just don't know how you're going to hold the farm together and keep supporting your family. Perhaps something has happened, and you've lost your very best friend, and you just feel so lost right now. Maybe you're currently in a relationship and it's sucking the very life out of you. Or one of you wants more than the other can give. The list goes on forever. I can't possibly list every circumstance you will find yourself in. For a moment, I want you to try to clear your mind, though. Think of yourself as being on the edge of a vast ocean on a sandy beach. Clear your mind, folks. Think about this for a moment. Whatever you're doing out there in the world right now, just pause and take a moment to think about this. You're standing at the edge of a vast ocean on the sandy beach. Ahead of you is beautiful skies with what seems like miles and miles of nothingness. And behind you, running full speed ahead, are the world's most wanted criminals carrying all sorts of weapons, coming straight for you. What do you do? What thoughts immediately come to your mind? In front of you is one seemingly dead end, and behind you is another. You start to feel trapped, as if you have no place to run, no place to go. All hope may seem lost, but not all things are as they appear to be. Remember that, folks. Remember that. All hope may seem lost, but not all things are as they appear to be. Remember in the Bible, it talks about how, just in the nick of time, with no time to spare, God parted the Red Sea. He provided His chosen people a way to escape, and they crossed over into dry land, safely on the other side, and their enemies were swallowed up in the sea trying to capture them. If you are a believer, you know that our God goes before us. Our God always goes before us. He makes all our crooked paths straight, and would never, ever lead us to a dead end. God will never allow us to be completely trapped. He may allow us to reach a wall, but God will always, always, always provide a way through the wall. God has promised us that He will not allow us to be overtaken by our enemies. We will be tested often. Yes, that's true. For sure, we will be tested often. But we will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. We may be bent from the force of life's winds and look a little worse for wear, but we will not be broken. Circumstances or situations may make you feel trapped and completely surrounded. But know this. God's promises, He always promises to always rescue us. God has promised to always rescue us. It may not be how we wanted to be rescued. It may not be according to our plans or what we thought should happen. But He will rescue us. No matter what you're going through right now, God is with you. God is with you, holding your hand, walking right by your side. And if you are too weak and burdened, then at times you'll be carried in God's loving arms while you rest on Him. It may feel as if even God has abandoned you, but I assure you, fellow brothers and sisters, God does not abandon His children. God is always willing and able to do impossible things in our lives. So never feel as if you have nowhere to go. Whether you are a believer or a non-believer, it is never too late to go to God and ask for His help. The Bible tells us that no weapon formed against you will prevail because God is your shield and your protection. God is your shield and protection, folks. That alone should give you comfort. As believers, we are supposed to run to our Savior when our hearts are overwhelmed. We are to cry out to Him when the cares and concerns of this life and the stress we are under weigh us down. God is a miracle worker. The miracles are not predictable. They cannot be planned or rationalized. But know this, God Almighty works in mysterious ways, folks. Far, far above our own ways. As believers, we are to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting and believing that our God is in control. God is in control. He will make a way when there seems to be no way. It is our job to believe, to ask for help, have faith that what we've asked for we will receive, if we are praying according to God's will. Stand firm. Stay calm. Listen with an attentive ear, and look for God's open door for your escape. Now, I've been speaking to the believers thus far, mostly, but now I want to take a moment to speak to the unbeliever. What does all of this mean if you don't believe in God? I know and can relate to your feelings of hopelessness. There are times you just want to give up. You feel as if you're being backed into a corner, up against the wall. There's nowhere to run and no reason to move. Sounds gloomy, I know. But if you haven't experienced these feelings, then you don't know how bad it can get in your minds. But those of you who experience this on a nearly everyday basis, you know what I'm talking about. You know. You catch yourself asking, why bother? Even though you may be experiencing a sense of hopelessness and loneliness, I assure you, folks, you are not alone. Your Heavenly Father is right there with you, every single step of the way. Whether you believe in God or you don't, He's still with you every day. Even though you may choose to reject Him, He still cares for you and keeps watch over you. First, let's examine the thoughts that are constantly running through your head. It's important to remember that where your thoughts travel, your body will surely follow. So it's important to try to keep your thoughts in check and on the positive. But in the meantime, do any of these statements cross your mind? Why bother? Nothing will work out. I will never be happy. My relationship will never get any better than it is now. I will never be able to get what I want. There's no use trying. There aren't any good men or women left. They're all taken. I'm too ugly, too old, too poor, too boring, too damaged. You fill in the blanks, folks. Too what? I can't compete. I'm cursed. The whole world is against me. Do any of these statements ring a bell in your mind? As a result of your negativity, you may not spend as much time with your friends. You may try to isolate yourself. You may stop exercising as much as you once did. Maybe you have given up on doing anything new. This type of behavior, folks, only adds to your hopeless feelings. Feelings of depression, loneliness, feelings of entrapment, feelings of being lost and confused. And from there, it only causes a downward spiral into sadness, further sadness. If you are absolutely convinced that life and its circumstances are hopeless, then chances are that you won't do very much to help yourself get out of this pit that you are in. But no matter how hopeless the circumstances seem, folks, remember this. There is always, always, always a way out. You may think that you have tried to think of everything. You may think you've exhausted every effort. But I'm here to tell you, there is always a way out. Perhaps you just haven't thought of it yet. Keep thinking. Don't give up. Keep thinking. There are things you can do. You still have options. I'm going to tell you some things right now that maybe would make a difference to you. Think about these things. Try them out. Number one is doubt your hopelessness. Doubt your hopelessness. You may be asking yourself right now, what in the world does that mean? Doubt your hopelessness. It means this. If you're feeling hopeless, then you may think it's a waste of time to try anything to help you, yourself, in your own circumstances. And because of this way of thinking, you won't do anything to help yourself. And by doing that, you're only confirming that you are right. Remember, where your thoughts wander, your body follows, folks. You are the author of your life book. Whatever you think, it will come true, whether it's positive or negative. Your thoughts and feelings become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So try something different. Entertain the idea that you could just be wrong this time. We have all been wrong before, and perhaps we are wrong now. Decide to act against your doubts. Take some initiative and experiment with optimism. Instead of automatically thinking the worst, think, I'm going to try to make the best of a bad situation. Because I'm telling you folks, attitude is everything. It can make you or break you, and it is entirely up to you what that outcome will be. Number two, try something new. Oftentimes, a person will think that they have exhausted every effort and all have failed. But let's be honest, folks. No one has tried everything. No one has tried everything. You may have tried 10 things and none of them have worked out. And from that, you have concluded, nothing works and I might as well stop trying. And you feel hopeless again. But yet there are still different techniques out there in this big old world that you haven't tried, so you owe it to yourself to try those things too. Never, ever give up, folks. Never give up. Give this next thing I'm about to say some thought. What hasn't been working for you? Think about that for a moment. Whatever your circumstance is right now, if you're feeling trapped in this moment, then ask yourself this question. What hasn't been working for you? What are you currently trying to do to help yourself, and it hasn't been working? Perhaps seriously consider this. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Stop avoiding. Stop isolating and taking things personally. I know, you're thinking, how do you stop worrying? My electric bill is going to be shut off in 2 days, and the bill is $600, and I don't even come close to that kind of money right now. How can I stop worrying? Well, folks, if you believe in the Lord, and you send up a prayer to Him, and maybe you don't even know what to pray for. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, help me. That's all it takes, folks. Jesus, help me. Every time you catch yourself thinking this way, thinking negative, remind yourself that this negative thinking has never worked for you before. So, are you going to try to think of other thoughts? Positive thoughts? Perhaps you should. Try being accepting of things. Try tolerating some discomfort. Doing things that you don't want to do, but what is good for you to do. Try that for a change. Try getting back out there in the world and spending time with your friends. Start exercising again. It's healthier than sitting around the house moping, feeling more depressed and more hopeless by the moment. Number three, look at the things that are not hopeless. Look at the things that are not hopeless. Sometimes people get so focused on what isn't going right that they tend to forget to look at the big picture, to look at the things that they can change, to look at the things that are not hopeless in your life. Let's say, for example, your relationship is really hopeless, and there is nothing you can do to change that fact. Or take this example. Perhaps you've just lost your job today. Okay? You can't change those things, folks. But there are many other things you could be doing besides beating yourself up over the situation in which you lost. Stop beating your head against a wall that won't move. And to decide to walk through the door that is swinging wide open for you. God will not shut a door or close a chapter in your life without opening another door of opportunity for you. That is so important, folks. That is so important for you to remember and to know. God will not shut a door or close a chapter in your life without opening another door of opportunity for you. Perhaps you can't see that door right now swinging wide open. Perhaps you think I'm crazy. You just don't see it. Folks, I am here to tell you. You know, I've been on a journey in my life too, and a lot of things have happened in my life. And I was right where you're at right now, feeling hopeless, feeling depressed, worrying myself crazy, not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel. But when I look back right now, God was with me every step of the way. And new opportunities did open up for me. So right now, if you're thinking that there isn't another door, that there isn't another option, that all opportunities have been slammed shut on you, I am here to tell you right now that no, they have not. No, they have not. There are options. There is an open door of opportunity right around the corner. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. You may just be missing out on the best thing that ever could happen in your life. You don't know that, and you won't know that if you give up now. All may seem lost, but it's not, folks. It's not. Look around you and find that open door. Seek that open door earnestly. Walk through it and never look back, because God's timing is always perfect. You may think that everything I'm telling you is a bunch of hogwash. You may be thinking, this woman has lost her mind. She does not know my circumstances. I am in a real hole here. I have been for a year. Nothing's changing. You know, she doesn't know my life. No, I don't. I don't know what you're going through right now. But I know that from my own personal past experience, that when I look back on all the things that have happened in my life, though things may have not happened quickly enough, or to suit my standards, or whatever, but I can tell you this much. God's timing is always perfect. I have noticed several years ago, I was in a situation, my husband and I were, and we were financially devastated. And we had to have something, some resolution, some financial breakthrough of epic proportions, like next day, literally. And we had both been stewing on these circumstances for a few months. And time was getting away from us, and we still didn't have anything resolved, and time was running out quickly. We were within less than 24 hours of complete meltdown. I thought I had tried every effort, and I didn't know where to look next. A little voice inside my head said, call this person. I called this person, told them our situation. It was a sizable amount of money that we'd gotten ourselves into a mess. And this person didn't even bat an eyelash. Just simply said, where do I send it? Because they were out of state at the time. Folks, that is God's perfect timing. When you think that you're just down to mere minutes left to spare, God will pull you out. Number four. Realize that there is not one thing that is necessary for your happiness. Not one thing out there, specifically, is necessary for your happiness. You create your own happiness. Seriously, folks, you do. You create your own happiness. The same as you create your own negative attitude. Self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't say about, trivial things, life is so hopeless because there is a puddle of water on the sidewalk. You don't go around saying those things about such trivial things. Oh, woe is me. Life is so hopeless because there's a mud puddle in the middle of the sidewalk where I need to be walking. That's a trivial matter, folks. You just go around it. Just with our life circumstances, though, negative thoughts indicate that what you are truly saying to yourself is that whatever is not going right in your life right this moment is essential to your happiness, that you can't live without whatever your situation is. But that's not true. Why can't you live without whatever it is that you're distressed over right now? Why can't you? Perhaps you lived without it before you got into this mess in the first place. If whatever it is in your life seems hopeless, remember that before you had this problem, this setback, you also had a life, a happy life. So why not start living again, like you did before? Before this distressing situation, before this life circumstance, you're the only one standing in your own way of happiness, folks. Number five, appreciate the present. Appreciate the present. Truly stop and think about this for a moment. This situation, these circumstances, and about what is happening right now. And ask yourself, is this moment really hopeless? Is this moment, this very moment, is it hopeless? Will this circumstance matter a year from now? Sit quietly. Notice yourself breathing, letting it in and out, coming and going. Feel your feet upon the ground, or the couch, or the coffee table, whatever you're doing right now, and hear the sounds around you. Peel a fruit and smell its glorious scent. Go for a walk in your flower garden. Listen to your favorite music and feel the words as they pass over you. Fellow brothers and sisters, the present is here and now. Every moment, every day. When the future is gone and you live every moment for the here and now, you put an end to your own hopelessness. Give thanks for and appreciate this moment you have. and leave the cares of this world in God's capable hands. On this note, I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of songs, and three songs, actually. So go ahead and take a break for yourself, get something to drink or something to eat or whatever you want to do and while you're listening to these songs.
Stronger in the presence of there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. For me, He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me.
Yeah. up. When this life has got you down, you got to look out, look out. When you search and love is found, might I just see the glory of the love that's here and now it's coming down. So rise up now. Yeah, rise up now. Oh, rise up now. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the music over that break. Thank you for joining me here on The Hope Show today. If you're just tuning in to today's message, I would strongly urge you to go back and listen to the entire podcast once it has been uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. Today's message is vitally important for those of you who feel as if your current situation or circumstances are hopeless. I think you will find it very uplifting and well worth your time to listen. If you've been listening to the show from the beginning, maybe as you've been listening, you're thinking of a friend who could really use this message. By all means, when it gets uploaded to the podcast page in a few hours, send them a link of today's message. Let's try to get the message of hope out there, all over the world. Today's message is about how to see your way out of feeling trapped by life circumstances. How to try to keep hopeful, you know, when things seem to be going bad, you know, around you. Or try to stay encouraged, you know, to not just give up. Let's face it, each and every one of us have probably felt that feeling of being trapped by life circumstances at some point throughout our life. Perhaps some of you, that moment is right now. Perhaps you're at a major crossroads in your life and some big decisions need to be made. Maybe you've been procrastinating on making these tough decisions because you don't know what's the best thing to do. Does it seem like the more you think about whatever is making you feel trapped, the more confused you get? It probably comes as no big surprise when I tell you that as long as you are on this earth, there will always be circumstances in your life. You may go through one storm just to be struck down by another and perhaps even another. And I know that seems gloomy, folks, but that's the reality of life. But what do you do when you feel as if you're being bombarded by all these obstacles that just won't seem to quit? In today's show, I hope to give you some hope and encouragement for your battered mind and body, and perhaps some shelter and comfort from the storm that you're faced with right now. So I ask you this, are you looking for a way out of suffering today? A way out of your circumstances? Do you find yourself stretched to the breaking point today? Do you believe, I just can't take another day of this? I just need to leave to escape from it all. I need a fresh start, a new beginning. Need I remind you that you cannot outrun God, folks. You cannot outrun God. When you're facing hardships, you need to be running toward God, not away from God. Some people spend their whole lives running, 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 and running. Are you that person today? Have you been running your whole life? Let me ask you this question. If you're that person out there today that's been running your whole life, maybe circumstances have changed, maybe situations have changed, maybe people aren't the same anymore, I don't know, but you're still running, you're still running. Maybe you've been running for so long that you have forgotten what you're running from. Think about that for a while. When new storms come up, instead of resting in God's everlasting arms, they run on to something else, to whatever shelter that they can find. In Psalms 139, 7-10, the Bible says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Does this sound like a father who gives up on his children? No, absolutely not. If our Heavenly Father didn't care about us the first time we ran away, He wouldn't chase us. He just let us go. Same with our own children, for all of you out there that have your own children. If we didn't care so much about our children, if we didn't love them so much, even when they made a mistake, even when they ran away from us, if we didn't care so much, we wouldn't keep trying. Think about that. Wherever you are, wherever you're running to, whatever you do, God knows all. And He is right there with you right now. He knows your every thought, even in your private moments, the things that you never speak of. He knows. He knows your every deed, because you can't hide from God. Without a shadow of a doubt, you can know that no matter what card life deals you, God will pull you safely if you call on Him. Pull you to safety if you call on Him. He is the one that can save you from certain defeat and give you the hope that you need to make it safely through the storm. Keep in mind that I did not say take you around the storm, or over the storm, or under the storm. But if you call on God for help, He will walk by your side and He will safely see you through the storm. Just like the people that He sent through the Red Sea to safety, and His enemies were caught by the water behind them. God will safely see you through any storm. Panic and anxiety are no match for God's grace. No matter what you are facing right now, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. With God's grace, that's all you need. If you believe that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, and He was resurrected 3 days later, God's grace is sufficient, folks. His power is revealed and made perfect through our own weakness. Never be afraid or ashamed to cry out to the Lord. He listens, and He will come to you when you cry out to Him for help, for forgiveness, mercy, grace. His grace is perfect and matchless to anything else on earth. I want to share an article I found by a lady by the name of Anna Bachinski or something like that. I'm not sure I pronounced that last name right, but it's some really good inspirational stuff, and I wanted to share it with all of you out there today. He is supposed to be a great man, and this isn't referring to our Heavenly Father. This is referring to a man. He was supposed to be a great man. He was supposed to be a well-known man, respected and revered by others. He should have been surrounded, enjoying life with his large, loving family. He was supposed to be fulfilling his dream. He was supposed to rise up as a leader. He was supposed to be a lot of things. Yet he found himself in a prison cell. Abandoned, forgotten, alone. For something that he didn't even do. He could have lost hope. He could have given up on his dreams. He could have doubted God's divine plan for his life. He could have become angry at God. He could have questioned the purpose for his very existence. He could have done a lot of things that I probably would have done if I'd found myself in his place. But he didn't. Instead, he chose to hold on to his faith. In the midst of his seemingly hopeless circumstances, he chose to trust God. The environment around him was screaming for him to give up, to quit, to let go. Yet he held on to that hope. He held on to God. He didn't give up under pressure. He didn't let his momentary situation determine his standing with God. He chose to look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Although at that moment there was no light to be seen, he just kept on believing. Fellow brothers and sisters, this story should amaze you. It should challenge you. It should make you question your own faith in God. Where is your faith? How strong is your faith in God? When you think about that, how are you holding up? Where does your faith stand? Many times we find ourselves in a similar place in life as this young man. We find ourselves at a crossroads in life. Things are not going as we had planned or the way we thought that they should be going. Things are not operating according to our well-thought-out, self-guided timeline. Our prison cell may not be a physical cell, as in the story of this young man, but our prison cell may very well be invisible to the normal eye, but in our mind, it exists all the same. We feel stuck in a situation with no hope of change. We feel abandoned by our loved ones. We feel forgotten by God. Our hope of a bright future has been drowned out by the feelings of despair, and we are on the verge of giving up, losing heart, letting go. But as with the young man in this prison cell, two things are certain and remain absolutely true. One, God is always, always, always with you in your current situation, no matter what that is. And number two, it's up to us to decide what we're going to do during this dark place in our life. Stop and ponder that for a moment, folks. What if the man in that prison cell had given up? What if he had given up, lost faith, doubted God? Do you think his story would have turned out differently? No one knows. But one thing is for sure. Living in despair and doubt and hopelessness, depression, anxiety, and so on. All of those things, that is no way to live our lives, folks. No way to live our lives. No matter how dark the place may be that you're currently finding yourself in, no matter how many closed doors you are met with in your life, no matter how many people who have failed you, there is no such thing as being hopeless. Completely and utterly hopeless. There is no such thing, folks. That is just something in your mind. Something that you think. Something that you feel. But the reality is, no such thing. There's no such thing as hopelessness. There are always options. When you're living in God's hands, there's not hopelessness. There's hopefulness. There is no such thing as no way out. The word impossible doesn't exist. The circumstances you're faced with may seem impossible and hopeless, but through God that strengthens you, everything is made possible. God is the master craftsman of this place we are passing through. And yes, we are only merely passing through. He is omnipresent, meaning that he is everywhere and in all things that you do. Maybe you're in this dark place right now. Maybe you'll find yourself there again in the future. Life happens to the best of us. Times get tough, and we get this feeling that we can't go on anymore. It's just a waste of time to try. That we've already tried everything that we know to do. We feel defeated, and the air has been depleted from our sails. But I challenge you to hold on. Keep hoping. Call on the Lord. Ask for his help. Hold on to God's promises. Overpower the words of doubt with God's word. Have faith in God, because whether you know it or not, God has already prepared a way out for each and every one of us. Praise God. Praise God for that, folks. Do I hear an amen out there? Praise God. He has already prepared a way out for each and every one of us, for our circumstances and our situations. We just need to hang on. Keep going. If you want a happy ending to all of this, trust in God. It's easy to love your life when all is going well in your world. Great relationships, good health, good job, financial stability, loving spouse and kids, everything is great. It's so wonderful. But when you bump up against pain or disappointment, fears, trials and tribulations, then what? Then where do you turn? Then where is your faith? Where do you find your hope then? What keeps you moving forward when the world falls apart around you? It becomes easy to blame God by saying such things as, well, if God loves me so much, then why am I hurting? If God loves me so much, then why does God allow bad things to happen to me? Well, if God loves me so much, then why doesn't he help me out? These are all very good questions, folks. But you know what? Nothing takes God by surprise. He always knows ahead of time what we will face. And he does provide a way for us to make it through it. One way or another, maybe not on our timeline, maybe not as quickly as we want, maybe not even in the way that we want it to happen. But God knows where we're at. He knows what we're facing. And he has provided ahead of time a way for us to make it through the storm. Even when things come our way that we don't understand, our life is always in God's hands. We just don't always listen to God because we think that we have a better plan. We think we can do all things on our own, that we don't need anyone or need anything else. Pride is an awful thing, folks. Pride. Our pride stands in our way much of the time. For some of you, you may not believe in God. Perhaps you think all this talk is bogus or made up. But if you surrender your life to God, invite him into your heart, invite God to enter into your life, he lives in us, walks with us every day. And he faces every obstacle with us. Isn't that amazing? Do you feel his presence right now, washing over you through this message? His message. His message for you today. He's talking to you. He's knocking at your door. He's waiting for you to answer the call, to invite him into your heart, into your life. Remember, he faces every obstacle with us, every challenge we will face, every unexpected news, and he gives us the strength we need to face whatever life brings our way. So, are you feeling lost and emotionally drained today? Are things a real mess in your life? Are your finances a disaster? Are you dealing with some issues in your life that you feel is just too much for you to bear? These are the moments in your life when a word of encouragement, of hope, a prayer, or seeing a miracle in someone else's life being carried out is all you need to get you back on track. My hope and prayer for all of you out there listening today is this: that this message today, God's message, has been that word of encouragement and hope that you needed to hear right now in this moment in your life. For whatever circumstance that you're going through in your life, my prayer is that you will seek God, find comfort, and rest in Him. Battle the storm with God, being the light to guide your feet through it. My prayer is that you won't give up, that you will find options, and that door will be open for you. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that even though you may feel alone, God is always with you. God is always with you. He knows what you're dealing with, and He grieves with you. But He will never leave nor forsake you, ever. Finding love, relationships, can bring us such joy, but much heartache and pain as well. They can become broken, even shattered, causing us to feel hurt beyond any repair. In finding faith, do you worry about your future? Do you find it hard to deal with your past? Are you struggling to accept your past? In Hebrews 11:1, the Bible says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." God follows through each and every time for us. Look back on your life. Look back at other things that have came up in your life that have been a speed bump, that have caused you to question and doubt. Doesn't God always follow through? Each and every time, He will bring you through that storm. Each and every time. Our God is a faithful God. Regarding every single thing you feel, you face in life, every part of your life and what you're going through, the entirety of your life, all the answers that you need can be found within the pages of the Bible, bound together by love and truth. When all else has failed, when you have tried to do things your own way and in your own way, when things are still not working out and life is getting you more down with every day, then let me ask you, what do you have to lose by inviting God into your life and into your heart? If that is the one thing you haven't tried yet, then perhaps you should. You might just find that it makes every bit of difference in your life. You might find that these things start to work out for your greater good. So what do you have to lose, folks? Think about all that you may have to gain. But you will never know until you make that step toward God. Give Him a chance to work for you, through you. He is a friend that you will never regret finding, seeking, and keeping. I'm going to go ahead and play another short few short songs here. I want to invite you to call in about 5 minutes or so. I'll cue you on the next break, but please be thinking about what you'd like to say when you join us here live on www.shazizradio.com and so many other networks out there as well, too. So be thinking about that as I'm playing these songs.
I'm torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more. Till I found myself face down on your shore. You say, come to the river. No more. My restless heart, oh, led me astray to my selfish pride. I became my own slave. But you placed a thirst in me with no drink inside. Till I saw through your eyes. You say, come to the river. Oh, lay yourself down. Let your heart be found. You say, come to the river. Drink from the cup I pour. There's no
about that, folks. A little bit of dead air time there. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy that you're here with me today listening to The Hope Show. Today has been a great message. Today's message has been as much for me as it has been for all of you. It seems to work out that way most of the time, though, I found. I started out thinking about what each week's message will be. Generally, I haven't a clue. But I trust God to reveal it to me in His own perfect timing. I just sit back, read, study, think, listen, and wait. At some point during the week, an idea will pop into my head, and I know, I just know. I know that I know that I know that that is the message God wants me to give. A lot of times I find that it has something to do with something that also is pertaining to something I'm going through in my own life. And I learn something from the message too. God not only gives me the message for all of you, but He talks to me about my own problems and areas that I need to work on and convicts me of things that I need to improve on. So, it's a twofold blessing. I can certainly relate to today's message. I've been wrestling with some issues in my own life. It's nothing pertaining to my relationship with my wonderful little hubby over there, Shaziz. He is my ever-present rock, second in line to God, of course. No, this is just some personal issues with doubt and questions, all the normal stuff that believers and non-believers alike face on a day-to-day basis. I'm no different than any of you out there, folks. Sometimes it gets hard for me, too, to put my best face on and plant one foot in front of the other. I guess perhaps I haven't suited up properly this week with God's full armor, and Satan is playing with my mind. I, too, question why it has to be so hard sometimes. Couldn't it all just be easy? Why does there have to be a glitch in the system sometimes? Why does there have to be so much frustration that goes along with life? Why? But I know that that is foolish of me to think. I am very blessed. You know, Satan watches our every move. He stalks us, as a matter of fact. He preys on us, waiting until he knows us inside and out, so that he can strike at the most vulnerable areas of our life. Satan knows what he's doing. He is quite persistent in his attempts to win us over. Satan is relentless. Relentless. Satan doesn't want God to win. And furthermore, Satan attacks the believers. Don't you doubt that for one moment. Why would he want to attack people who don't believe? Satan has already won over on their lives. No, Satan wants what he can't have. The believers. He wants our very soul. We have to be every bit and more so, more relentless in our efforts to suit up in the full armor of God every single morning to ward off the enemy. But enough about my woes. Today's message has been about trying to give some hope out there and encouragement, you know, for the things that's going on in your life right now that maybe you feel trapped or backed in a corner with. Let's face it, each and every one of us have probably felt trapped by life circumstances at some point or another in our lives. Perhaps for some of you that moment is right now. Perhaps as I'm speaking you are thinking, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I give up. I quit. I don't have the strength to keep moving forward. Nothing is ever going to change. I am wasting my time. Folks, the cold, hard truth is this, that if you feel this way, and you truly believe that, then you are right. You will fulfill your own self-prophecy. You have got to get out of that mindset, folks. Whatever you do, you have got to get out of that mindset. You have to start thinking positive about your life. You have to start thinking in a different way. You have to start counting your blessings instead of all the things that you don't have or that you wish you had. You have to stop focusing on what you can't change and start focusing on what you can change. Before whatever situation or circumstance came up in your life, you had another life, did you not? And you lived that life well, without what is going on now. So let me ask you, why can't you rebuild your life? Perhaps a different life, but certainly not less of a life, and be happy again. I know you can do this. Every single one of you out there can do this. You just have to want to do this. The question is, are you willing to do the work it takes to get your life back on track? Or have you become too comfortable wallowing in your sorrows? Have you been dragged down into the mud for so long that you've forgotten how to get back up and fight for yourself? Does it seem too hard, too hopeless, Do you feel defeated? Even thinking about making changes? If so, then you need a new attitude. You need a new take on life, folks. If you aren't willing to help yourself, no one else will either. There are just some things in this world, in this life, that you have to do for yourself, no matter how hard it is. You have to be willing to help yourself first. But God has never given up on you, even when you have given up on Him and even yourself. God is always with you, and He thinks you're worth it. God thinks you're worth it. I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and then once I come back from this one song break, I encourage all of you to call in via Shaziz's Skype address and visit with both Shaziz and I. Share your input. Perhaps you can share something with us that I haven't said, or maybe you can have something to share with us to help another human being. So here's the song, folks. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll be right back. I can get this thing clicked on. For some reason, I can't get the song dragged up here. There it is. Thank you for your patience. Welcome back, everybody. After that uplifting tune, I'm over here singing and dancing in my chair. The Skype lines are now open, so please call in and join Shaziz and I. We would like to hear from you and speak with you, hear what you have to say. So, Shaziz, what do you think about today's message?
It's a good message, but I'm kind of like a simpleton. I don't sweat the little stuff, and when life gives me lemons, I make lemonade.
Well, that's a good plan.
Well, I guess it's easy for me, but for the average Joe out there, it might be a little bit more complex. But, you know, there's a lot of hope around the corner. You just got to be open for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's always, you know, I fully believe this, that when one door closes, there's always another one that's open.
Yeah, but, you know, there's all kinds of things that could go wrong in your daily life and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for every negative, there's a positive out there. You know, you might learn something when your lights go off, like how they lived back in the old days when they used to use candles, you know. Hey, you didn't die. You just had a little inconvenience. So, you know, I'm just saying that's why me personally, I don't get stressed out over the little stuff. I might get aggravated now and then. That's obvious. But I look at the good things that you have in life, the blessings that people overlook, you know.
I believe we all need to, you know, take a lesson from that and learn to do that. I mean, myself included, because, you know, I get frustrated sometimes. And I know that through the years, you have really helped me out, because I've really mellowed down, toned down a lot since I met you. Because when I first met you, like 11 and a half years ago, I was really high strung. And, you know, it used to just drive you crazy, because I'm bouncing off the walls and you're trying everything you can to keep up. And it was just impossible. And so, you know, I have learned a lot from you about not stressing over things so much, and you know, through God, you know, I have found so much peace and so much comfort. And I spent so many of my years worrying about everything under the sun, and the majority of it I had no control over, but I worried about it anyway. And you know, years later, all these people that was trying to tell me, you know, oh, don't sweat it, don't worry about it, you know, and I'm over there like a little chipmunk going, yeah, that's easy for you to say, don't worry about it.
It's the penny jar effect, man.
It is, you know, and I've learned that years later, but it has taken me a long time to get to this point, but I still do get frustrated, but not probably even a quarter of what I used to.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, when I talk about the penny jar, you know, you got one penny, it really isn't that substantial. But you throw that penny in the jar, and you just keep on throwing them in there, eventually that jar gets full, and there ain't nowhere for the pennies to go, you know. It's kind of like your frustrations and your angers. A whole bunch of little stuff makes a big disaster, you know. So, you know, you got to... You got to learn to release that once in a while. Sometimes we sit around and vent to one another, you know, just allow each other just to rant on about all our frustrations for the day. You know, I stubbed my toe, I fell off the, fell down the stairs, and, you know, it started raining outside, and my face landed in a mud puddle, all that kind of jazz. It just keeps on escalating, and before too long, you're got smoke and steam rolling out of your ears while you're jumping up and down shouting everything under the sun, when, you know, if you just kind of roll with it, which is, it, like I said, it's easier said than done, especially if you're one of those ones that likes to kind of sit back and bottle it up and then firecracker explodes, you know.
Why did you poke me on the shoulder?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like blowing up a balloon, man. You can blow that balloon up, and if you stop at a certain point, everything's cool. But if you keep on blowing that balloon up, next thing you know, you got this loud blap, and you get slapped in the face with rubber. You know, it's going to happen. So if you allow yourself to let all these little things keep pressurizing your mind there in your heart, then eventually it's got to do something. It's going to explode, and when it does, God forbid you're the one standing next to her when it happens.
That was kind of the old me. I'm not nearly that bad now.
We still got some firecracker left in us, so we may be old and kind of rickety by now, but we still can get riled up on occasions. Especially if you throw tequila in the mix, then it's over.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I'm just saying.
What was it that you were talking about? It's been a few weeks ago. We were on our way back from church, and you were talking about a bottle and coins or something. What was that exactly? I can't remember what it was, but it was a really good plan. Was it something about negativity or something that you know, if we had negativity, we should put a coin in the jar?
Yeah, every time you say something negative, you got to throw a dollar in the jar, you know? Every time you start... Instead of you know, telling me about your day, what all good happened in your day, all you just start coming out and saying, oh, you know, oh, this happened and that happened, and Joe over there, he's got this problem and that problem, and every time you get negative, you got to throw some money in a jar. Heck, I'd be rich some days.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. I mean, because even if you threw a penny in the jar, you know, that is keeping you accountable to yourself and to your mate or whomever, you know. And you might not think about just how many times during the day that you have a negative thought or a negative comment. And if you had to put a penny in a jar for every time you said something negative, you know, it would make you more accountable and make you think harder the next time you spoke.
Yeah, I come bouncing out of the bedroom, I'm all happy and everything, and my wife got an early start, she's all like already found out about all the terrible stuff in the world, and then she begins to tell me, and all my happy bounce just starts to sink, and as I'm sinking down into the couch, I'm wanting to say, you know, but I'm not going to say it, because if I do, then all, you know, what's going to break loose, because now I just, you know, I wasn't... nice enough to allow her to vent, you know, but as I'm sinking down in the couch, I'm thinking, oh my God, I need to go get a start, redo. So you can drag each other to the dirt, you know, that's easy. Words are powerful, you know, and negativity is powerful. You got to have a positive outlook on life, even though things are bad, you know. So find something to vent off your frustration before it ever even gets started. Like I was talking about, next time I slam my toe, I'm gonna be instead of shouting all the negative words that I could, I'm just gonna like, thank you Jesus or something.
Thank you that I stubbed my toe, and praise God I didn't break it.
I learned something valuable from stubbing my toe, like to keep my eye on where I'm going next time, and it won't happen. So, you know, there's ways around all that kind of stuff. You just can't feed into negativity because, believe it or not, the humans are like a sponge, you know. If you're around somebody who's positive, you're positive. If you're around somebody who's negative, you're negative. You know, ain't nothing more depressing than going over to talk to your family and you're all depressed already. And then you sit around the table and you listen to all your family talking about this guy's dying of cancer and this is going wrong and I need money for this and life is so terrible, you know. And, you know, that happened to me one time, and finally I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to get up. I said, you know, yeah, I got to get the heck up out of here. I said, when I got here, I was depressed, but y'all killing me. I said, life ain't so bad on my side now. That's just, you know, if you see somebody bummed out, the last thing you want to do is tell them another sad story, you know?
So, I have a question for you, Shaziz.
Yeah?
What were you thinking when you fell down the stairs the other day?
I was thinking of how many bad words I could say on the way down. And it caught me by surprise, you know? One minute I'm standing vertical, and then I'm a horizontal, and I'm falling down the stairs. My glasses went one way, and I'm a... Boy, I tell you what.
He came in, and boy, we're quite the pair. I've got poison ivy from head to toe pretty much, and I've been suffering with that for the last 2 weeks, and he's got his shins and his knee all scraped up, and we both come hobbling up into the living room that night, and sat down on the couch and propped our feet up on the coffee table to watch a show and spend some time together. And I got my legs all up in the air, drying with calamine lotion. And he's got his pant leg up. And he's like, ow, ow. And I told him, I said, you know what? Do you think that if we traded good body parts, that we'd have at least one good body between us.
And no. We're past that point. Tell you what, man, life is rough. I say it like this. Life is like wrestling a cactus, you know. If you could visualize running across the miles across the desert barefoot in the blazing sand, you know, heat off of blazing sand scorching your feet, and then you see this 6-foot-tall cactus over there in the middle of that desert, and you rush over there and you wrestle that thing to the ground, you know, and then you stand up and you got bristles and thorns all up in your face and all over your body, and you're like, ow, you know, I did it. Yo, Adrian, I did it. You know, that's life. You know, it's painful.
It can be very painful sometimes.
Sucks getting old.
But you got to hang in there, folks. I mean, you can't just give up. You can't let life and your circumstances win over your happiness and the positivity in your life, because, you know, God willing, we all have a lot left to do on this earth, you know. And so you just got to remember, whenever you're going through things right now, that this too shall pass. You know, I've had to tell myself this on many occasions. This too shall pass.
Well, my way of dealing with that is kind of crazy, because what I do is, like, if something like I fell down the stairs, you know, I could sit there and cry and moan about it, or I just turn it into, a funny story that I go in and tell my wife, and she'll get a chuckle. She'll be like, you know, I'm glad you're okay, but I can't help but laugh over that. That's just crazy.
You know, and another thing you got to remember, too, is God's time and our time are two totally different things. You know, we're sitting back and you know, hopefully we have anywhere from 60 to 80 years on this earth. And you know, to us, in the here and now, sometimes, you know, a day can just seem to drag on, you know, and it just seems like we'll never get out of whatever situation we're in. But our time on this earth to God is, if you can imagine, a flower blooming. You know, it blooms in the day and withers at night. That is how God sees our life, you know. Our life is like a day to Him, which stretches on forever and ever to us sometimes. And so, you know, we got to remember that whatever circumstance we're in right now that's stressing us out, that's just a speed bump in time.
It's a character builder.
It is a character builder, that too.
Stub your toe, wrestle the cactus. That makes the person that you are, you know. You just go out there and take life head on, and, you know, it's a rough road, but you know what, Lee, we're getting down there.
Yeah, we are. So it's about time to wrap up this week's Hope Show, and I pray for all of you that you all come out of today's message with a new attitude, a life filled with God's love, comfort, protection, forgiveness, joy, peace, grace, and mercy. I pray that all of you will find your way, the truth, and go out and be fruitful. Spread God's wonderful truth, His Word, to everyone else you meet out there, so that your fellow brothers and sisters will also know His faithfulness, His love, His glory. Was there something else you wanted to
say? There's a song out there called Lean On Me. You should go YouTube it and just listen into it and take some advice away from that, because that's what all these friends on all these networks are for, you know. When you're feeling down, don't try to drag your friend down, but know that your friend's there to you know, prop you up and help you along. That's what it's all about, you know.
That's right.
We're one big family.
That's right. So until we meet again next Saturday, same time, same place, God willing, have a very happy and blessed week, and I love each and every single one of you.
Yeah, peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Peace and love.